Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Mr. Sears.
Speaking.
My name is Wimpy Fodork from Somerville, New Jersey, USA.
Who?
Wimpy Fodork.
Fodork?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Your son, John, is dating my youngest, Chris.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're planning on getting married this summer.
Yes, I know. You're my son, yeah. Well, that's right, yeah.
He's going to get married to my youngest, Chris.
Well, we haven't heard from him for a while, so I wondered what was going on.
Yeah, well, I thought we should get together and bang out the seating chart.
Bang out the what?
The seating chart. You know where people's going to sit at the wedding?
Oh, yeah, the seating chart. Right. Yeah.
You got any boozers on your side of the aisle?
Because
my side is a big bunch of drunks.
Yeah, well,
We could probably drink Dean Martin under the table, God rest his soul. I mean, my family's in so many one-step programs, we could run the Fred Astaire Dance Academy, you know? Hey, listen.
Yeah. My family would make Fred Astaire look like a ruptured emu.
A what?
A ruptured emu.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Must be an Australian joke. Listen, sir, I was thinking we could start with some pass-around wieners and an open bar.
That must be an American joke. What's my son say?
What's your son say?
Yeah, what's my son getting into over there? I tell you what, there must be something wrong with my son.
Why that?
Well, he's getting sort of mixed up with some queer individuals.
Now, about the expenses, I'm willing to pay for the rice since you're going to go for everything else, right?
No, that's on the bride's side.
What's that?
That's on the bride's side.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
What do you mean you're saying? Who's the bride? He's marrying your daughter, Chris.
No, Chris is a man. Hello?
What?
I say Chris is my son, Chris.
Yeah?
Is marrying your John.
You can't, how can Chris marry John? John's marrying Chris.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but what is it, Christine?
No. Chris is a boy. Hello?
Yeah.
You have not talked to your son in a while.
No, he's been pretty quiet.
I think you're in the closet.
I'm in the closet.
My Chris is an ice skater with Aladdin on Ice. He's the understudy to Jafar.
I think you got the wrong John Sears.
You better have a talk with your boy. I mean, he's picked out his dress and everything.
No. I think you've...
Now, listen, when I first found out, I was in denial, too.
Yeah.
I didn't say much, and I drank myself into a stupor, but there's no sense fighting it. You know, my Chris is a good boy, and that's why I say you're going to be paying for it, because from what I hear, your son John is the woman in all of this.
I sort of can't come to terms with that.
You're not maybe accepting it right away.
We've always thought of our grandkids. I don't know what they're going to turn out like.
Well, I think it's impossible.
You're telling me. Christ, I don't know whether they're going to turn out like Julia Roberts or Whitney Houston.
So, have you been drinking?
Well,
no.
But I sure am after this call.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, could you loan me about $7,000?
No. What do you want $7,000 for?
I'm thinking of trying to get Chris the operation. So the kids can have the real honeymoon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what you're just saying was John was going to be the bride, and I wouldn't like to be giving too much money over there for him to have the operation, and I think you better get it from him.
I think I've caught you at a bad time with all this.
Yeah. It's not good.
No, it's not good, but the sooner you come to accept it, the better off. But I'm looking forward to getting slobber-knockered with you.
You're looking forward to getting what?
Slobber-knockered with you.
You sure got some weird traditions over there.
No, slobber-knockered, you know, bomb-weaseled.
Oh, yeah.
Slobber-knockered.
Yeah, can't say I'm the same way.
Well, I'm sorry if I've shocked you.
You sure have. Just tell John to ring, will you?
Pardon me?
Just tell John to ring and fill us in.
You want him to call you?
Yeah.
Don't yell at him.
No.
Because he's sensitive.
Well, you can only do your best, I suppose, but...
I suppose.
I tell you, it's not too good at this stage, is it?
No, but you and I have a common bond now.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have two boys walking down that aisle, and one of them's got to wear the dress.
Yeah, well, he's going to look a pretty big girl.
Yeah, he'd be a big girl.
Yeah.
He's about 6'4", isn't he?
Yeah, no. It's not going to look good.
Well... it doesn't really matter, because it's just a little joke.
Oh, I thought so.
Yeah.
What the hell? I thought one of these queer friends ringing up.
No, it's not. This is a radio station.
Well.
And John just wanted to play a little joke on you there.
Yeah, well, telling me sure did.
So I...
Christ. Okay, tell him when he comes back, I'll be playing a little joke on him, too.